I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America.
This is Way Back on WNYC, our biweekly look into the city's past, told through archival audio. Long before Bernie Sanders' Brooklyn accent turned heads on the campaign trail, there was Shirley Chisholm. This audio, broadcast on WNYC in January 1972, is from a speech announcing her candidacy. Chisholm was the first black presidential candidate to seek a major party nomination.
I am not the candidate of black America, although I am black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that. I am not the candidate of any political bosses or fat cats or special interests. I am the candidate of the people of America.
Chisholm was already a trailblazer. She was the first black woman ever elected to Congress. And while this announcement is 44 years old, much of Chisholm's rhetoric would fit right in today's presidential race.
I believe we are intelligent enough to recognize the talent, energy, and dedication which all Americans, including women and minorities, have to offer. I know that we have a vast potential which can and must be put to constructive use in getting this great nation together. I know that millions of Americans from all walks of life agree with me that leadership does not mean putting the ear to the ground to follow public opinion, but to have the vision of what is necessary and the courage to make it possible.
You can hear her complete speech at WNYC.org.